Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I do pray that this program may be food for you, because we're going through some very challenging times, aren't we? Difficulties. God must be using it in some way to help us to prioritize what is most important in our lives. What are we doing? How are we relating to other people? How kind are we? Do you know, because of baptism, you are a disciple. You're a son. You're a daughter of God. And you really are. Do you carry that out in your relationships? Sometimes we need to get angry because there's justification for it. Doesn't mean you have to tear the other person apart. Brothers and sisters, God is so good and has so much for us. Open your heart and let's take a look at his word for today. The first reading is taken from the book of Sirach, chapter 35, verses 1 to 12. To keep the law is a great oblation, and he who observes the commandments sacrifices a peace offering. In works of charity, one offers fine flour, and when he gives alms, he presents his sacrifice of praise. To refrain from evil pleases the Lord. To avoid injustice is an atonement. Appear not before the Lord empty-handed, for all that you offer is in fulfillment of the precepts. The just one's offering enriches the altar and rises as a sweet odor before the Most High. The just one's sacrifice is most pleasing, nor will it ever be forgotten. In a generous spirit, pay homage to the Lord. Be not sparing of freewill gifts. With each contribution, show a cheerful countenance and pay your tithes in a spirit of joy. Give to the Most High as He has given to you, generously according to your means. God is so good to us. He wants to give us so much, and we don't even think to turn to Him to say, "Thank you, Lord, and Blessed Mother, thank you for being my Heavenly Mother." Oh, brothers and sisters, how blessed you cause the Lord's heart to be filled with blessings for you when you acknowledge those He has sent to us to help us along the way. For the Lord is one who always repays. He will give back to you sevenfold, but offer no bribes. These He does not accept. Trust not in the sacrifice of the fruits of extortion, for He is a God of justice who knows no favorites. Brothers and sisters, no going behind somebody's back, no lying, no trying to get something from another person that could be a gift but does not belong to you. Brothers and sisters, wait on the Lord. Trust Him. Psalm 50, to the upright I will show the saving power of God. Gather my faithful ones before me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim His justice, for God Himself is the judge. Hear, my people, and I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. God, your God, am I. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are before me always. Offer to God praise as your sacrifice. Fulfill your vows to the Most High. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me, and to him that does go the right way, I will show the salvation of God. He loves you. This is not just for myriad billions of people. This is for you. God knows you thoroughly. He knows what your struggles are right now. He knows the difficulties that you're going through. He knows the challenges you're facing. He understands. Well, come to Him then first. Come to him in the middle of it. Come when it's all over and reconcile. But keep turning to him in every way, for he loves you very, very much. Offer to God praise as your sacrifice, and fulfill your vows to the Most High. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me, and to him that goes the right way, I will show the salvation of God. Hear it clearly. And the gospel is the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 28 to 31. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." And Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." How competitive we are. "Oh, I'm going to be the first one to get there." All that kind of silly stuff that sometimes we engage in. God loves you. He wants you with him forever. Think of that. Where there'll be no more death, no more pain, no more suffering. Keep following him. When you make a mistake, as I've said to you before, when you make a mistake, just right away say, "Lord, I am so sorry." If it's serious, go to confession as often as you can, because God wants to be with you more and more. He loves you. He knows you're weak. He knows you make mistakes. He knows your sin, but he loves you. And if you simply come to him in confession if needed, but come to him and say, "Lord, I'm sorry the way I cut off that conversation just a moment ago. Lord, help me to love you more." Just something simple like that. God forgives. It's gone. It won't come back. He won't hold it over his head about you. He will not. When you ask for forgiveness, he forgives. Please. You know, we can't exactly say that about the humanity sometimes. We wonder if people are going to forgive us, and people turn away from us, or people make a sharp retort to us, and we're hurt. But you can always go to the Lord. Always. Say, "Lord, please forgive me." And he will forgive you. If it's a serious sin, please go to confession. That's in order that you may receive the blessing of God through the priest. Please, please go. God loves you. There's no sin too great that he will not forgive you if you come to him and ask him for it. What kind of a gift have we been given? An incredible gift, a Savior who loves us. Even when we think other people's love has kind of waned away a bit, never. God loves you deeply. He can't wait, in a certain sense. He can't wait to have you in heaven. But right now, what we need to do is draw closer to him. Tell him we love him every day. Tell him, "Lord, I don't understand this," or "Help me with this. Please, Lord, I have to have a meeting today and I'm not sure how to handle it. Please help me." Just saying that a moment before and really meaning it can produce great fruit if it's needed. Trust him. I was looking at a little meditation. I just want to share a part of it with you from St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, who we celebrate today. She says, O infinite goodness, you chose us to be your creatures even before you gave us being. Therefore, you could well say, you have not chosen me, for since you are nothing, you had no power to choose, but I have chosen you. God has chosen you. You chose to make us your creatures and to create us in your own image and likeness. Moved by your goodness alone, you chose us again at our baptism and made us your children, while we, born in sin, could never have hoped to be your children if you had not chosen us. Still moved by your infinite bounty alone, oh my God, you chose me and so many others to be consecrated wholly to you, choosing us in so many, many ways by your interior inspirations. You chose us especially to enable us to raise ourselves up to you so that you could make us know your being and permit us to share your life. Oh, the grandeur of a creature, that's you and me, who has been chosen by God. To what a sublime state it has been raised, and how abject it becomes when it falls into sin, instead of corresponding with your choice. And she writes, O my dear spouse, I ask this grace of you always. Grant that all chosen souls may receive perfect light and knowledge of their state, so that they may gladly renounce themselves and devote themselves to your service. O Lord, how necessary this prayer is. How necessary it is for you to grant us your grace, that your chosen ones may serve you perfectly. Might have quotation marks, but perfectly as we can. Turn to him many times during the day and just say to him, I love you. And when I'm walking, I just say, Lord, I love you. That's all. If you have time for more, take the time. But if it's a simple, you've got small children at home or you've got a job that's overwhelming you right now, you can have time to take a breath. So say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Help me. Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, I adore you. I want to honor you more. Help me. You'll be surprised. Please don't ever give up. Don't ever give up trying. Don't ever give up praying to God. Be honest. You're not testing him out. You love him. And out of that love, you're asking him for help, that you might draw closer to him and he to you. Just say that to him every day. Help me, Lord. Help me to draw closer to you. Because that's a key to entering into a genuine friendship with God. The God who saved you. The God who blessed you. The God who helps you. The God who strengthens you. May God bless you. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.